Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Summer House Martha's Vineyard Season 2 Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Four episodes in. You're the one that brought us to the show from the very beginning. Still happy about that decision?
I might have made a mistake. I mean, last season, it just seemed pretty well balanced. Mm-hmm. So far this season, it's like the ladies are off the chain. I mean, the guys have been pretty cool, but oh my goodness.
Hey, be careful now. Be careful. I saw in the comments there was an episode or two ago, not from this show, but from another one. Oh, why is it always the women doing wrong?
Are you without watching it? here's what's funny. I was thinking some of this is, just for the show, and they're trying to just be off, but they're all really close. Mm-hmm. If you watch afterwards and they do the little Andy Cohen interview, there's some real stuff that's going on with these people. And some of the things these ladies are saying, Summer's interview with Andy Cohen on Sunday night's episode, I was like, why would you say that about Alex? These ladies are a little off the chain to me.
What'd she say about Alex, for those of us who didn't see it?
So Andy Cohen asked her, he was just asking her a series of questions. And he asked her if all those times that her and Alex hung out, was that a friends with benefits situation? And she was like, well, no. I mean, it was adult hangouts. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, adult hangouts with orgasms. She said, well, one of us had an orgasm. Then he said, all right, on a scale of 1 to 10, in bed, how would you put Alex? And she said, 5. And I'm like, why would you? This is why Alex don't want to mess with you.
Because I would love to hear him rate her a 2.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk too much. Why would he want to be with you?
Here's the problem. If it's a 5, why are you so salty? The minute the man walked in the house, you were salty. Yeah.
Exactly.
Why are you so salty over a 5?
Exactly.
If it wasn't all that bad.
If it wasn't all that, you said that, someone inside you should have some kind of love for. Well, he doesn't.
Keeney said it right. Summer is petty. Very petty. But you know what? Let's not lie, because how many times after a breakup, well, that's why you're little. You didn't think so before. What happened?
Well, but you don't do that on national television. Is my point. You might tell a couple of your homegirls in the beauty salon, the barbershop, maybe talk some trash. You don't do it on national television.
Right.
If that's your friend. Still in your friend group, because not like they totally stopped after they hooked up. Technically, he is your friend in your friend group, and this is what you say about your friend? Yeah, I couldn't be friends with someone.
No, that's why you have enemies instead. Tammy Talks, hey, appreciate you as always. I love the content. Says it seems like the cast is performing for the camera this season. Apparently also on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, too.
Yeah. And maybe they are doing this for the camera. I just don't get it. But they're making themselves look really bad, in my opinion.
They are.
And they're all pretty sharp, intelligent women. So that it's not like this is the only thing that they know. But I just feel they could do better. They could represent, young black women better than what they're doing.
Right.
My opinion.
Chrissy says, it's not the same vibe. I think I'm going to stop watching it. Oh, don't stop. We're here. Once we commit, come on now. Hey, we got to not treat it like a Hollywood marriage.
Hey, when we say we're going to do something, we stick to it. But I get it. If you just want to listen to us and not watch the show, I totally understand.
Oh, man. Dorica says, I agree. My first time watching, I was like, this looks like bad acting and over-dramatizing. Okay, let's be fair. There was a lot of stuff that happened last season, okay? I'm not going to just put it all on the women in this. So there's a lot of stuff that happened last season. Some of that stuff carried over to this season.
Right.
And we're seeing that because as we pick up in this episode, the aftermath of a night out. Apparently, alcohol can get some stuff started. And the drama between Summer and Jordan, Summer's upset because, you know, she said Jordan was speaking to her disrespectfully, and she's so upset that she's out here telling everyone what was going on with Jordan, which, of course, ticked Jordan off. And this was a whole nother thing happening in the house. She's upstairs, Alex laughing in the car. Amir's up there trying to talk to Summer. And Nick and Shanice, my heroes, sitting on the couch. How's that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Eating chips. Well, this is what I don't understand. When you and I were their age, we didn't get drunk and then like want to fight everybody or get mad or bring up grievances. So I don't understand why every time they go out and turn up, that's when they got to get into all their stuff. But then Summer goes in making all that noise, screaming. And I was so annoyed with Summer because she's just, I just need a moment. I just need a moment. But she's yelling so that way everybody will come get the attention that she's wanting. So I'm like, just go get your moment. Go in a room, close the door, get your moment, get it together, and then come out and talk. And Amir's having to like calm her down. Summer, breathe, breathe. Inhale. Inhale Jesus. Exhale the beast. Let it out.
What brought the beast about? Because like Tammy says, look, maybe I missed it, but all Jordan said was, who's laughing, right? Maybe, but what Summer heard as it was went through the alcohol translator, like the Google Translate, was like, shut your ass up.
No. They were laughing because, wasn't it because Shanice farted? And that's I think that's why Summer was coming like, who's laughing? Because I think Shanice had farted.
Apparently Shanice just has bad gas regardless.
You do now, you.
Something else we see in this whole thing, Noelle is in her feelings from her convo with Alex, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just ready to ball, ready to call her mom. And apparently her mom was like, I'm on do not disturb. It's too late. Don't call me. Because she didn't get to talk to her until the next day. And we'll get to all of that later. But the whole concept of Jordan being hurt because she shared her feelings with Summer. And she's feeling betrayed because Summer told Jasmine, who she has beef with, what was happening. Is she justified?
Well, okay. She's justified in the fact that I trusted you with some information you shouldn't have told anybody. If you're upset that I told somebody, it doesn't matter I told somebody that you had beef with. I shouldn't have said anything. And I think if Jordan would have approached it from that standpoint, I would get it. But all that stuff is still just messy. Messy to me.
Now, the next morning, Alex, Nick, Jasmine, and the devil go to jail.
Go to church?
You said, well, go to sometimes jail. Sometimes it can feel like jail. Church. She looked like she was in jail. She's like, hey, you have some clothes I could borrow? And to Bria. So she gets an outfit from Bria to go to church, right? Goes to church and is yawning all the way through. Like, she is struggling in church. And I understand. She was there till, she was at the club till 4. She's not accustomed to this.
Then don't go. You know what I mean? Like, I am not into church, but I respect people and their religious beliefs. And for them, they really want to go to church and hear a word. Don't go just to go and go in there. I'm still drunk from last night, but I'm here. Just don't go.
They said, come as you are. So I did.
Yeah. I'm just like, just don't go. If you take it serious, if you're going to go with someone to church, take it serious. Cause it's really important to them. They've traveled. That's not their church home. They found a church to go to while they're out there in Martha's Vineyard. So if you're not into it, don't go. Is my point. My thought.
Now, interesting thing about this with the church, we'll get back to Preston and some in a second, but Noelle was all in her feelings because she felt like Alex asked Summer to go to church and not her. She's talking to Jasmine. Yeah, she's talking to Jasmine in the kitchen. And Jasmine looking like the 1950s housewife that she dressed up as for that that party they had. But
she was talking to Bria because Jasmine was at church.
Oh, it was Bria. It was Bria. My bad. It was Bria who was dressed up like Jasmine as the 1950s house. That's what confused me. Well, I guess, right.
I guess she expected Alice to like come to the bed. Hey, Noelle. Hey, baby girl. Come on. Get ready for church.
Was she? Summer was in her room. Yeah. Summer was in her room. Summer's at the closest bed. But he is talking into the room. And she even said, I was asleep, but I really wasn't asleep. Had you rolled over and said something, he would have been like, hey, Noel, he thought you were sleeping. You decided not to go. Wasn't everybody invited? Because Bria said she wasn't invited.
Everybody was invited. But again, just finding ways to be messy. And it's not Alex's job to make sure Noel is up and ready to go to church. If you want to go,
right,
you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. NYCMP says Alex invited everyone. He knocked on every door. So then complaining about not being invited was BS. And see, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's that, like James says, it was the ones who judged Alex for not inviting them that were off. Like, it was his job to plant the seed. Like, seriously, it's not his job to rustle up everybody. He said it before to everybody. And you decide whether you want to go or not.
Right. Right.
But hey, tis what it is, man. But then next thing you know, we see Preston, your frat, sitting with Summer, and he has to literally explain to her why what she did was wrong. Like, she's a 3-year-old. Why?
Because she doesn't get it. But this is consistent with Summer. She didn't understand why Shanice was upset when she says she's the worst dressed. She just doesn't understand that she's upset people and just doesn't see what the big deal is. Yeah. And so Preston's trying to explain it to her. And finally he says, you know what? Maybe you should talk to Shanice about all that. But here's why she was upset. And y'all need to talk. Y'all need to deal with it. But she just doesn't seem to really understand or comprehend when she's hurt other people.
Well, because she thinks she's doing the most, right? And when I say doing the most, is then she's doing the most for her people. Because she's like, hey, I'm taking on Jordan's emotions, and that's draining for me.
No, Jordan didn't ask you to do that.
Right.
Jordan didn't ask you to take on her emotions. You caught her crying. Mm-hmm. She didn't even call you in the bathroom. You walked in there, saw her crying, and you went to go comfort her. And that's just what you did. But you don't bring that back up. If you're going to do something nice for somebody, do it and shut the hell up. But don't sit there and be like, I did this for you. And now you're talking to me like this? No.
You know what was also annoying? And I agree with you, Kitty. Summer and her fake concern for Noel over her Alex blues irked me. Yes, irked me too. Because Summer and Noel sitting down and Summer's asking, well, how did things go with Alex? Knowing full well, you could see the devil in her eyes. And now we know why she didn't go to church, because she really would have caught fire. She walked through those church doors, right? Like, who is it? Eddie Murphy in Vampire in Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Well, that's jacked up, because she encouraged Noelle to go after Alex, knowing that Alex is probably not going to be interested. She encouraged Noelle to tell him how you feel, when she knows Alex doesn't like talking about the feels.
Exactly.
So she encourages all that stuff just to watch it blow up in Noelle's face. And she's like, so how'd it go? What happened? Yeah, messy. Messy.
Yo, Kitty asks, is this the same Summer from season one, or does she have an evil twin? This is definitely the evil twin.
This is a different, this is Bizarro Summer.
It's from another world, another timeline.
Yeah, yeah, from another universe. This is a different Summer.
This is Freaky Summer. You have Cold Summer, and you have Hot Summer. This one is Hot Summer, because she was, whoo. Now, Layla says Summer has no clue how to be a real friend, just a child.
No, I wouldn't trust her. Ladies, y'all probably know people like a Summer. You don't trust him. You can't be that close. We can kick it, but I'm going to love you with the long spoon. I got to keep you at a distance.
Chocolate Suda says, new wig. Who this? It's the wig. Like, ladies, this is why we say leave the wigs alone. You don't need them, because see, all of a sudden you get a whole new attitude, a whole new persona, a la Summer. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, too. Noel says it took her back to her dad and, you know, being rejected, and took her back to her dad and her daddy issues.
Yeah, and that was sad. I mean, it's sad to, I'm not going to make fun of that at all.
No, I'm not saying make fun of it.
No. I'm saying I'm not going to make fun of that at all. It's sad. But I really think if she takes getting rejected from a boy that she met a few days ago and equates that to daddy issues, maybe you're not ready to date and maybe get some therapy. But it's unfortunate that that's what she's grown up with, even though she keeps trying to reach out and not getting him to reach back to her. I've been there. So I told him, Sam, me and my dad weren't super close, you know, my whole life. There was a good window where I never heard from the man from age 12 to age 21. You know, so not a card, not a phone call. So I get it. But she should probably deal with that and process that before she starts dating.
Yeah. No, it's true. And it's one of those things that I think it's a lot. And here's the thing that we noticed in this episode. There are a lot of daddy issues on this show. A lot of them, right? And we see what's happening and how they're dealing with people in this. Because the littlest thing, there are a lot of triggers in this. And like Nikki B says, these ladies seem to compound issues that aren't related. But you don't know what this thing that happens does to trigger, right? What it's going to trigger. What emotion, what memory. And it's so I can't fault her for being vulnerable. Right. I just say, don't do it around summer. No. That's all I'm going to say. Don't, whatever you do,
yeah,
you hold them tears in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are set you up to fail.
You dive in that water with bonnet and all. You get away from summer, but you don't let her see you.
She was set up to fail from the beginning by summer. Yes. That invited her.
Mm-hmm. She really, a perfect example of summer being the evil genius this season. Dorica says Noelle seems so confident when she arrived. She's emotionally crumbling already. And that is all Summer's doing. I'm sorry. It's Summer's villain number one for me this season. There's another one too, but yeah.
She's yeah. One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next day, Bria, Summer, and Noelle are talking, and Bria's telling why she's upset with Jasmine over Mariah. Is she justified here?
Well, she's justified in being upset about it. I just think, why didn't she talk about that with Jasmine when they had this conversation a couple days ago? You know, she's still upset that Jasmine already booked Mariah's flight beforehand. Mm-hmm. She had a chance to confess it or talk about it. What did she choose to do? What Preston say? She gets mad. She takes her Barbies she went home and walked away. Mm-hmm. I think she could have talked about it then.
Well, here's the thing about it, too. And I mean, she's not really upset about Mariah coming. She's upset that everybody else did not want. What was that jackass's name again?
Phil.
Yeah, Phil. Him. That nobody wanted him in the house. It was just her and Shanice that wanted him in the house. And the only reason she has an issue with Mariah, because remember, Jasmine did say. And remember, her and Jasmine were on good terms. So it's like, where was this? They had already talked. Her and Mariah had talked. They're good. So this is all because of Phil. This is all because of Phil. So let's blame Phil for this. But then this is the moment that I really love this moment when Noelle called her mom. And she's like, you know, well, here's what happened with this boy I like, and I like him, and I told him, and he was just kind of like this. And her mom was like, hey, stop the blood clot crying. I was like, is this a Steven Seagal movie? What's happening?
Yeah, I love that the mom was like, hey, you stop all that crying, you know, and just put her right back, you know, encouraged her, but also told her, don't let all this impact you the way you let it impact you. Let it go. See, Shanice needs a mama like Noelle to be like, hey, put some damn clothes on also.
Yep.
Tired of telling you about that.
Yo, for real. Hey, Dorica says, mama said, oh, no, you ain't. Don't you cry over that boy. You don't even know him yet. Stop it. I love that. I love that moment because she was just like, no, baby, no, that's not what we're going to do. All right.
Yeah.
They go to Inkwell Beach, which was cool. And, you know, love the movie. Back when we all loved Jada Pinkett Smith before she was Smith.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. You saw the game, the Martha Says game. And what's the black way to spell a word?
Yeah. I didn't realize BAWSE was the way to spell boss. I was like, boss.
Boss. That's what it is. Yeah. You got to pronounce it properly. Boss.
Okay.
BAWSE, like a boss.
I guess. I'm old. I'm old. What do I know?
You learn something new every day, man.
I learn something new. I don't keep up with all the hippity hop. Put on my Motown and I mind my business.
Oh, my God. So Summer and Jordan, they get together. And before they get together, Summer has to give us this quick little thing and says, you know, look, I've got a lot going on. I'm, you know, figuring out who my father is, caring for my Nana. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. We're just going to skip past that. This is going to come up some point later about what this meant, figuring out who her father is. Did I miss this part? What's going on here?
That was new. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. You know,
that was new.
Yeah, I thought.
But
so.
here's what I don't get. It almost seems like there's every reality show, there's somebody that's going through a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why go on the show?
Right.
Take care of your family. If it's that important to you, take care of your family. Don't be out in Martha's Vineyard. Go be with your family if it's that important. But don't bring that up. I'm dealing with a lot in my personal life. Because to me, if you're dealing with a lot, why are you not there?
Stop it. I said the same thing about the damn boat ride, and you tried to drag me over the coals for three episodes. Stop it.
Stop it.
We're not going to do that.
Nope. Okay, that's not apples to apples. You keep doing it. You got to work on your comparisons. You're really bad at it. That's not apples to apples at all. What you said about Preston, that was wrong, and shame on you, right? But what I just said about Summer, that's different.
Okay. Sure. Whatever you say. Summer goes to talk to Jordan, right? And, you know, Jordan tells her, look, it was a violation for you to share that info with Jasmine. Even if you didn't give her all the details, just a little bit you said.
Right.
That's a violation. And Summer, in my opinion, doesn't seem very apologetic at all.
No. No, because she brings it back. Instead of focusing on why Jordan was hurt, Summer counters with, well, I feel like your tone last night was belittling to me.
Right.
And tries to bring it back to herself. If someone tells you that you hurt them and you violated them, you need to focus on that conversation, finish that out, make sure y'all are good. And then you can go on to conversation number two. She still made it about herself. She apologized, but I still think Jordan shouldn't trust her.
Well, Jordan doesn't. Jordan recognized exactly what you just said. Oh, you just brought this back. Okay. And she's like, so moving forward, I'm like, I'm not going to share this a little bit. I'm just going to lock that away. And rightfully so. You've got to know how much you can trust each person you're around. I think social media effed us all up. Everybody's a friend. No, everybody's not a friend. Get that clear. And you got to understand, some people are just acquaintances.
Yeah. I think we all have to do that. I mean, I have certain friends. You're someone I would tell everything to. Anything going on in my life, good, bad, whatever, I will share with you. Now, I have other friends that I don't share all the things. I just share some things where they know that we're still cool, close friends, but I'm not going to give them everything. You know, and I think you got to have your friends in different categories. Everybody can't be your bestie. You got some folks that, and I got other people I call best friend, not just you. Sorry if that's news to you. But I got other people I call best friend, but I don't share everything I do with them that I do with you, and vice versa. There's certain things that maybe I don't tell you that I'm talking to them about because that's a conversation we had. I'm not going to tell you, my friend told me they did X. I'm not sharing that with you because that would be a violation of my relationship with the other person.
Right. By the way, Melissa says, is not on the same page as us, says Jordan was being extreme. It was not that serious. It was to her, though.
For her, it was that serious. And for what she's dealing with, how she's trying to process it, it made it even more serious for her. I totally get that.
Especially since she's created this whole beef with Jasmine. I mean, now, to be fair, Jordan created that beef with Jasmine because Jasmine just tried to hook her up. So, I mean, we did say Jasmine was being a little over the top last season trying to get everybody in a relationship, but still. Robin G says Jordan didn't seem to care about Summer's concerns either. Definitely no apology. 811, not 7, says send Jordan home, bring back Mariah. You want more drama, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I think Mariah's just gonna go to smacking people. She's not gonna get all this yelling. She's gonna reach out and touch somebody.
Yeah, for real. She don't play that. Now look, they had Soul Food Sundays, right? And in Soul Food Sundays, Amir decides to make. What did he make?
He made Philly steaks, or let's just say Philly cheesesteaks, sans cheese.
It's like, oh, I forgot
so just
cheese.
Philly steaks, but no cheese. But I'm thinking, if you have a whole baked chicken and all that, why would you add Philly steaks to that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just seems like a lot of food to try to put down. I mean, they had a huge spread, but there's no way they ate all that. They had to waste it.
Now, Alex notices Jordan's energy, which is going to come back to bite him later. But we also do see it after they're getting together for this. We see Silas talking with Jasmine, right? And the thing is, they're having a conversation about something we all knew. One, because we saw they'd posted it before, but everybody in the house kind of put two and two together already. We realized, as she's even goes, I think they're suspecting it. But I like the fact that she had a time period. She's like, look, I want to at least get to my second trimester before sharing the news with my friends. And I just pray to God, none of these women hold it against her for that.
I'm conflicted because I believe it's her choice when she wants to share that news. I totally agree with that. And I like the fact that Silas also respected that. Second trimester, didn't she say it was in 2 days? So it's still really close. But my thought is maybe if she shared, it might help her friends understand why she's been acting differently. You know, and all the different, just some of the drama that's happened and maybe why she really wanted Mariah there. Just say, hey, folks, I'm pregnant. Here's this could be why I'm tripping a little bit. But I think maybe it would help them understand a little bit more. That's my thought. But again, you tell them when you want, but it's 48 hours.
Look,
48 hours from now.
I say this. You know, I didn't agree with much of, if anything, that Silas said last season, right? He was absolutely right this time. He's like, hey, it's your choice whenever you want to reveal it. It's always the woman's choice whenever it's time to reveal it, right? So it's one of those things where it's not up to the man and it's not up to the friends. It doesn't matter if you think you see it or not. When I choose to tell you is when I choose to tell you. And so I'm siding with Jasmine on this one.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had a friend who was upset with me because I didn't tell them we were expecting. I'm like, well, actually, ex-friend. me, I'm like, you're a woman. You had a kid. You understand. It's never the man's choice to tell you when somebody's pregnant.
See, that you compartmentalized your friendship. See? So it works. No, I agree. It's up to Jasmine when she wants to do it. I'm just hoping that maybe she does it sooner because she keeps talking about she's dealing with a lot and all that. And I think maybe that might help the group and them understand why she's kind of feeling the way she's feeling. But again, it's totally her choice when she wants to. It could be 2 days. It could be 2 more weeks. Whenever she wants to.
She said it was in a couple of days.
No, I know. I'm just saying that I support days, that she should do it whenever she wants to do it.
Right.
But I just think that it seems like with this group, there's not a lot of understanding or trying to seek to understand. People just flip out. So you look at all the time Jordan's flipped out. It really had nothing to do with what she flipped out about.
Right.
It dealt with what she's dealing with personally. True. And then same for Noelle. And then same for, you know what I mean? So I feel like you're all dealing with some stuff outside of the situation, but you're using the situation to be the thing that creates the drama. And that's not really what the issue is.
Well, you know, Jasmine, being the wife that she is, brought Silas to the group via FaceTime, and they lied to him, told him how much they were missing him. Nobody was missing him. Yeah. They're like, we could all sleep at night.
Yeah. Hey, Silas, how you doing? Did you extend your stay, or did you add on another 6 months? You know, you're not coming to visit, right? Did you cancel that?
They're not giving you a weekend pass, right? All right, good, good, good. Just making sure. Just making sure, buddy. Look, next thing we had was Bria arguing with Simon, right? Of course. And here's how you know Bria's over the top. And this is the episode she really kind of put me back on Preston's side. Because Simon is just, he's not even yelling. And she's like, stop yelling at me. He wasn't yelling, though.
No. But that's just, that's how they talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
But that's how she talks to him.
Yeah, that's fine. That's how they get into it. That would drive me crazy.
What'd you think of the party? Speaking of over the top, the party. And then, of course, Shanice decides to dress and decides panties optional.
I mean, the part is, it's what Bria wanted, fine. I personally am not a big fan of, exotic animals hanging around. I think let animals live in their habitat, leave them alone. They're not put on.
That's what I say about dogs. Leave them outside. You're right.
For you to parade around in your outfit and all that. But, if that's what she wanted for herself. I can't believe they're asking if they could ride the llamas. I was like, are you kidding me? Look how big that thing is. Alpacas. Sorry. They went, can we ride it? Like, seriously? Mm-hmm. No, you can't ride it. But I thought Bria was wrong when they asked her, because they tell that she was arguing with Simon on the phone.
Yeah.
So she comes over to the table and they're like, hey, are you all right? Just check and see how it is. And she gets all pissy about it and says that they should respect that she's a very private person when they ask her about Simon. I was like, you're a very private person while you're on a reality show. Lies. Lies.
Alex is a private person, so why can't Bria be one?
Well, Alex is a private person. Yeah, you can say that, but the people around him aren't. Mm-hmm. Bria, if you look at what Bria shares in the little confessional compared to what Alex shares, Bria is not a private person.
Touche. Touche. Speaking of Alex, they go to dinner and Alex is, getting a little flirty with Noel at first and things look good until he tried to check in on Jordan. Remember, he made a note earlier that she was being kind of quiet.
Right.
Mood was a little off. And then this time, he says it. And things went downhill quickly.
Well, I thought it was nice of him to ask.
It was.
And I know you have to do it for the camera. I know you had to do it for the camera, but I'm like, that's probably not something you want to ask in front of everybody, because what if that could set something off? But I thought it was nice. And so... Mm-hmm. Why did Jordan have such an attitude with Alex? Mm-hmm. He's just trying to check on her. And I'm thinking to myself, like, don't take what you're going through out on all your friends mm-hmm. who are there for you and who love you. Why are you taking out all that stuff with you? He was just asking a simple question. So I don't understand why Jordan had that attitude with him.
Interesting perspective from Dorico, who says, I don't really like the way he put her on the spot.
I don't either, but it's no different than Amir the other day when to get Shanice and Summer mm-hmm. to talk. Because I'm sure the producers are like, hey, you should ask this. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he intended to put her on the spot or had any malicious intent to put her on the spot. But I just didn't understand why she was acting that way.
Yeah. I mean, she did reveal a lot that was going on with her everything with her hair struggles with alopecia and just goes back into the history of her. Again, this is three people we've seen on here about the whole daddy issues, right? Right. It's another one. And then to get to the point where she's even like, I have no idea what to do. I have no idea what's going on. And she just seems lost, had no idea where to go in this whole thing. I'm just like, she's out of it. But you could tell the energy was off, just like he spotted it. When he asked the question, and it almost felt like everybody else could tell it too. And they were just like, well, let's see if we can make this thing blow up a little faster, right?
Right.
Because then when Alex says, hey, well, you know what? Thank you for sharing. And then he says, and he said that it was fine. She was still had a little bit. You could see that there. But then he goes on to say something that he felt was deep and poetic. And I thought, actually, made a whole lot of sense. I understand you more now on a deeper level in one dinner than we did all year.
Right.
And Jordan went Jordan.
Yeah. She went off. She said, that's not true because you knew me last year. But, you know, she goes on about the Shanice thing and him calling her toxic. And I'm just thinking, where'd this come from? This man was just genuinely checking on you from concern. Mm-hmm. And now you're bringing up stuff from over a year ago?
Yeah. Well, Jay Sayso says he kept pressing, so she delivered.
See, this is why you don't ask. I'm like, oh, you look mad. You good? Fine. Okay.
Exactly.
Walk off. I'm not going to wait for you to deliver.
Yeah. And when Jordan is like, you didn't understand me because you had my friend effed up. I'm like, okay. And then it just went even more, right? It became attack Alex. Then Shanice decides to drop the MWTs.
Yeah. That, you know, Googling me, that was really traumatic for me. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Alex didn't Google her.
Right.
But I mean, all that stuff was out. And she admitted last season that mm-hmm. she did it.
Right.
And she said it again this time mm-hmm. that she did it. So to me, stop crying about it. Mm-hmm. Own it. You put it out there. You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Own it. But then she says it made it seem like she was the crazy one. It's hard to argue with that based on her behavior last season and then everything we're seeing this season.
Yes.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. It's crazy that she put it all on him.
Yeah.
Right? It is crazy. I mean, she's just like he was the one that filed charges on her. Like, he is the one that's suing her. You know, it's one of those where it's like, that wasn't even necessary. But look, he takes it on the chin and
throws his frat brother under the bus.
he did. You know why, though? And I'll tell you what. One, because he knew Nick was going to be there to be like, look, hey, he didn't do it. I did. But just to let it be known, the guy you hang with, you're coming at me, but the one you hang with is the one that did it.
Right.
That's how I know about it. I didn't care about you enough to Google you. I didn't give a damn who you are.
Yeah. But notice, Nick wasn't stepping up until Alex said, well, who told you? It was Nick.
Nick said,
Nick told
Nick?
Me.
My name's Bennett. I ain't in it. But here's the thing. Jordan, in all of this, goes, well, you call me toxic the first time? Because it just became pile on Alex, right? Like, no, he didn't. He said, you know, Jordan comes off like she'd be the toxic friend. That's not calling you toxic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
no, it's
is.
Not.
I'm sorry. I can't believe you just said that out loud.
So why?
Let me repeat back what you're saying. You're saying that if Alex said, hey, you're toxic, that's calling her toxic. But if Alex says, you look like you could be the toxic friend.
No, he said, actually, what he said was, I can see Jordan being the toxic friend.
Okay, that's not calling her toxic?
No, it's not. It's saying, no, it's not. Now stop being so sensitive. Are you going to give me BMTs?
No. I'm not going to be upset about that. All I'm saying is, it's okay to be wrong. What you said makes no sense.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that makes no sense. Please, in the chat, somebody correct me. Is it not the same to say that mm-hmm. I could see you being the toxic friend and also mm-hmm. saying, I think you're toxic? How is that different?
There is a difference. By the way, Chalker Simmons said, the way they rolled that beautiful bean footage. Yes, roll that beautiful bean footage. Amazing that they went and showed that back, right? Now, NYCMP says Jordan is the toxic friend. Absolutely. Yeah. So Nikki B says, it ain't the same to me either.
Yeah, but Nikki drinks. Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
All right, you and Danny M in the same. It is identical. No, it's not.
Thank you.
Identical means the same. You are toxic. I can see you as a toxic friend. Definitely not the same. Definitely not. Okay. And Najee says, Jordan is the problem. She's very draining and angry at everyone. She's more angry with alopecia, but wants to pretend this is the source of her anger, which it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not know who Nene is, but Dina Explorer says it's like Nene on Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know Nene?
I do know who Nene is, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Just making sure, man. I'm just making sure.
I do know some.
Peter, like, I said you were acting people. Like a bitch. I didn't call you a bitch. See? Same thing.
Okay. You try saying that to your wife, and then I'll come to the funeral and look at your casket and be like, I told you. You were wrong.
Okay, two things. One, I would never say that to my wife. Are you kidding me?
Why? Because it's not the same thing. They're different states.
Unless I'm talking about you, I would never say that to my wife.
Yeah. So you can say, just got off the podcast with Taro. He was acting like a bitch.
Exactly. Yo, hey, Nikki B said you were so proud to know who Nene was.
Oh, I wasn't proud. It's not like I'm infatuated with her. I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, I know who that is.
Oh, don't act like, oh, of course I know who that is. Stop that.
Yeah, I know who that was.
The difference is you seem versus you are. Say.
Okay. You see? Try that on the streets. You seem like a bitch. You are a bitch. I think both will resolve in a slap.
Okay, I'm just saying. Well, look, Alex takes it all on the chin, and he goes and he asks Shanice, hey, do you mind if can I give you a hug? And then he goes up and gives her a hug, right? And in the confessional, Shanice reverts to Shanice and as well, you know, and it's a big deal for everybody at the table because like, Shanice doesn't even like hugs. Apparently, when you're not wearing clothes, it's not good to hug. So, but she calls him an F-boy. I'll give the F-boy a hug. Now, see, that's calling somebody something directly. Because she didn't say, I'll give the one who's acting like an F-boy a hug. She said, I'll give the F-boy a hug.
Yeah, she doesn't like him. They're not cool, according to her interview with Andy Cohen. So I get it. I don't know why he wanted to give her a hug after that. And why not go hug Jordan? That was one who was really the one most upset.
Well, I mean, that's a lot of drama. And just when you thought it was over, Bria says, hold my beer.
Hey, how come there's no attention on me right now? Bria enters the chat and then wants to bring up the whole Mariah thing again with Jasmine and try to get all loud. And I'm looking at Preston's face. I'm like, Preston is right about Bria. That's just how she does. Creates a big scene for nothing.
Yeah, and you know, it was very annoying to hear her say, I gotta be authentic. I just gotta be, oh, Jesus. See, this is why I could not have been there. Because my response would be, well, authentically shut your ass up. Please. Because, see, Preston is there making all the faces, but he didn't say anything. I would have had to shut her, like, hey, stop. Seriously. If you want to be like this, take it out back. Go back there with the trash. Be like the rest of it. But don't do this here now. Y'all serious? Like, come on.
Yeah. No, I'd put down $100 and say, this is my tab. I'm out. I'm going to go see. And NYCMP, we believe you. I know that she said that she wanted Mariah to be there. She's just being drama. She's just, this is just what Bria does. It's all for show. Yeah. And it's annoying. And now she's backpedaling because when she interviewed with Andy Cohen after this episode, it's a total different story.
Right. And, you know, so Preston is like, yo, Bria is trying to be hood. And I'm like, I don't know why she's acting like this in this manner. Like, well, if I can't speak my piece here, I'm going to be really loud when we get back to the house. Not if I get there first. You'll be really loud outside the house. See, this is why I can't do this. Because I'm not putting up with this nonsense. This is not happening. Me and you, we'd have locked the doors, had drinks on the inside.
Yeah. We're older. I'm like, hey, we get to the house, I'm going to pour you a tall glass of shut the F up, and you're going to go to sleep. You're going to be coming there making all that noise over nothing.
8-11, not 7, says they need to bring in a therapist for Bria and Jordan. Pastor Cal, maybe? Dr. Pia?
Dr. Pia would be better.
She would be a whole lot better. Jay Say says Bria is beefing to be relevant, just like you said. This is her saying, hey, why is the attention not on me. Gotta love Amir, who goes to the bar to get shots and is like, should I bring it out to you? No, I'll wait right here.
Yeah, we'll stay here. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be around all that noise. It's just unnecessary.
Yeah.
And then so Jasmine, Jordan, oh, go ahead. Yeah. Jordan was sitting there drinking with him too. She's like, nope.
Now, this is the same woman who started all this mess. And then, remember, she didn't want anything to do with Amir. But all of a sudden, hey, you buy me a shot too?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
You're like, no. You go out there with the rest of the hoodlums.
Yeah. But for Jasmine to, you know, because Jasmine feels like she was blindsided, which how are you blindsided? She was already upset about this the other day. So mm-hmm. you knew it was coming. But mm-hmm. all the emotion from her, you know, all the crying, I'm going through a lot right now. I just want
you
to have
fun. You heartless bastard. No. Did you not feel something for her in that moment?
No. I feel like she needs to get new friends, and so do the other ones. I think it's time for this group to break up. And they had a great season. You know, people in your life for a reason or a season, I think the season's over. And they need mm-hmm. to all move on. And guys can probably still hang. The ladies, I think, need to find some new friends.
Right. I mean, she's going through a lot. Her hormones are all over the place. The problem for this is the fact that she lied about the ticket anyway. And right. that's why Bria is also upset. See, this is where Jasmine's fault is. But for her, like, she's like, I just wanted my friends here. I need y'all. I'm going through a lot right now, right? And even her saying, like, Bria, you're one of two people. I came to this house and I was only in conversation with two people because everybody else is mad at me, right? I'm not invited to Jack. I put this whole thing together and y'all don't invite me to shit. You're the one person and here you are coming at me after we already had this conversation. So then Bria backs down and gives her a hug. Fake hug. But yeah, she gives her a hug.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the part about them growing up, because anytime my guy friends get married, I don't mm-hmm. expect you to keep hanging with me like you used to. Mm-hmm. It's like The Color Purple. I is married now. So do married people stuff. I'm going to do the single people stuff. I can't always mm-hmm. bring you to the single people stuff. And we know Silas probably doesn't want her doing all mm-hmm. the single people stuff with that group of girls. So ladies, sorry. So find you some other friends who are married. And then when you get a chance to hang out with your old crew, great. But why are they going to invite you to everything?
Mm-hmm. Layla says, I don't get Jasmine still hanging around these children. She's outgrown them. To be fair, this is a thing that we kind of didn't like about what Jasmine did last season, was in the fact that, well, she was putting on airs, or it came off as her putting on airs about, you know, being the wife and just being a little too much, and everybody had to be in a relationship. Like, no, it's not their time yet. It's yours. Enjoy it.
Yeah, well, we talked about this before. I don't think she was putting on airs. I think that she was being the wife that Silas knows her to be. Silas didn't mm-hmm. know Jasmine with the crew and what all that was like.
No, he sure didn't.
And so they were expecting her to come in, let's kick it, let's turn up and do all this crazy stuff. You can't do that now. You're married. So
she already showed this side, and she can't show this side.
Yeah. Let them go. This is your new world now. You're married. You got someone else's mm-hmm. last name. So
yeah.
Let your friends go and let them go on and do all the crazy, wild things they're doing. I just find it. I just don't get it.
NYCMP says Jasmine wanted a show. She's a writer. Yeah. Remember her and Mariah. They write together. That's why that was so hurtful to Mariah that Jasmine kicked her out of the house last season. Because they write together.
You're right. But also Mariah felt she didn't do anything, that she was getting blamed mm-hmm. for something that she didn't do, which she didn't.
And she's like, y'all ain't gonna play with me. Y'all got me effed up.
Yeah.
back to some stuff that was in here earlier, and especially about you not seeing Inkwell. There was a lot to be said about that. Melissa said, Yanni, take Terrell's black card until he sees Inkwell.
So that's the one movie I got to see to maintain a black card. Every other black movie doesn't matter.
But nope, Inkwell because Jay Sasso's, come on, Terrell, you got to see some of the black classics.
Inkwell was one I said I didn't see.
Tanya says, Terrell, do you need to sit down with Amir and watch our movies? Great movie.
One movie. One movie. I like how we just go to this extreme, kind of like my list. One movie I haven't seen.
Funny you should say now, that.
Yeah.
Funny you should bring up the list. Way to go. Right on cue, buddy.
Yeah. Sorry. I haven't seen Inkwell. Sue me. I've seen a lot of the ones that I think are important to me. Inkwell just wasn't one.
Dollface had brought this up earlier, too. Summer didn't tell why Jordan was crying, but Jordan told that Summer was making out pretty damn heavy with someone in front of her apartment.
But that's in the confessional. No, she told, was it Noelle?
She told a couple people. It wasn't just even one person.
She told someone else. Yeah, she told someone that she had to check Summer before, but I can't remember who it was she was talking to. Shanice. It was Shanice. Because, Shanice, they were talking about how when she made the comment about Shanice being the worst dressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, speaking of Jordan, Nikki B asked, wait, why is Bria Hood for getting loud but not Jordan? Don't let the spirit of Real Housewives of Potomac get you. Because remember, Jordan did get loud too a number of times. Last season, she wanted to fight Phil. When the producers and security came in, she wanted to fight Phil. She wasn't crazy enough to try it the first time. But I kind of get that. Now, Pink Butterfly asked this question. Did anyone say why the guy with the green eyes did not return this season? He was a flight attendant with the young child. Remember him?
Yeah.
And Chocolate Sooner actually gave that answer in the chat, said Jason has been acting. Maybe he wasn't available to film. Or he's like, y'all ain't paying enough.
I got enough to, he's a single dad. He's got stuff to deal with. He doesn't need to be on that because there was no one there that he was going to date.
Right.
And yeah, so I don't blame him.
No, exactly. Kitty says, hold up, didn't I already take Terrell's black card over Vaseline or something?
Yeah, because I don't keep Vaseline in my house. Right. But Kitty, peep this. Yanni.
Yeah.
What brand of lotion do you have?
I'm not playing this game with you.
What brand of lotion do you have at your house now?
I'm not playing this game with you.
Is it the one that I said I use called Native? That's really good brand of lotion. That's why I said I don't have Vaseline because I use good lotion.
No, I don't.
And what
have
are you using now?
I don't have Native lotion.
Really?
No. I have Native body wash.
Okay.
I don't have Native lotion.
Okay.
I got Mrs. Yeah. Palmer's.
I got coconut vanilla. Native lotion. That's what I use.
Yo, Robin G says you don't keep Vaseline in your house.
No, I don't.
Layla says, Terrell, excuse me? No Vaseline?
Yeah. I don't keep Vaseline in my house. What do y'all put it on? I don't have kids. I'm not ashy. I don't have really bad chapped lips. You know, my feet aren't bad. So what do I need it for?
Yo, Kitty says, just have it in your house.
For what? For approval from you all? So I just next time, like, are y'all happy now? I have some Vaseline in the house. No.
Chocolate Sooner says, I have a small one in every room.
What do you got going on?
I want to know why. Hold up. I want to know why. I'm sorry. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah. I like how Robin G doesn't even want to answer. Like, what do you use it for? Mind your business.
That is funny. Dollface says, just in case. Layla says, because you're black.
For what? What do I need it for? If I have good lotion, what do I need Vaseline for?
Hey, Marjan says, it's a staple. No reason. Just have it.
For what? That makes no sense. I'm a minimalist. Why have stuff in my house just to have it?
Nikki B says, I rub around my eyes to keep wrinkles away. Lips, feet, car, purse, desk. He keep wrinkles off the car and the purse and the desk.
Goodness.
Chuck, as soon as I use it on my lips, I have that or chapstick in every room.
I have chapstick. I always have chapstick. I just put some on while I was here.
Reality Sisters says your feet, Terrell.
I put lotion on my feet.
What's, you see, now I thought you were asking because, you know, I use that one I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
Was it Sarave? Sarave?
Yeah, I use lotion in the place that when I get a pedicure, they have some stuff, this product that's like a lotion. I use that.
Layla says, do you have seasoning salt?
I have Tony Satcheries. Then I have my steak seasoning. I got my sea salt. My pepper.
I can't believe y'all coming for him seasoning. Like this.
Yeah.
Seriously? Seasoning salt off of Vaseline?
Yeah.
Now, okay, here, this is something I could agree with. NYC MP says Vaseline is a sealant that seals dryness in two. Aquaphor is better. Aquaphor for the babies. Vaseline when you grow up. You don't want to poison the babies early. Don't use Vaseline on the babies.
Y'all make a lot of assumptions about my heels. And I'm telling you, my feet look great.
RKN says you're in denial, tell her. You know you ashy.
I know I'm not.
Yeah, Robin is on them heels for you, boy.
Maybe y'all are used to being around dudes with some jacked up feet. I don't have that problem.
Apparently. People who tear the carpet up when they walk in.
Yeah. No, I don't have that issue.
Hey, there you go. Pink Butterfly to the rescue. Y'all
Thank
leave
you.
Terrell alone.
Thank you, Pink Butterfly. Glad somebody's got my back.
I got your back too, man.
Somebody even asked me, at least you should have Vicks. For what? Why don't I just keep something in my house because other black people have it in their house? Doesn't make sense.
Hey, you're not the only black person without it. Sanal says Vaseline is trash, to be honest.
Yeah?
So, yeah. I mean, hey, I get it. There are people who, you know, that's it.
Nikki B said... He said, my white aunt doesn't look her age because my uncle enforced Vaseline.
I tried not to read that one. So that's the secret. Well, Bill Burr did talk about it too. And by the way, Nikki says, these are the things you need in the house. Vaseline, Blue Magic, and Secret deodorant. You don't need Secret.
No, I don't use Secret.
Yeah. And Jay Say So is right there with you. I'll back you, Terrell. No Vaseline after the kids grew.
See? There you go.
And NYC wants to say, I'm sure your feet are smooth as butter. They're probably not.
I got a pedicure Saturday. They look great.
That was Saturday. Come Sunday.
You've obviously not had a pedicure if you think that. That's your logic.
No, I just know you.
Yeah. You need to go get you a pedicure.
I'm the one that laughs through my pedicures, actually. My feet are tender. They're soft.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to leave that alone.
Dorica says, when are y'all going to have a random live? We're getting to the random thoughts lives. Those are coming real soon. So do us a favor. One, hit the like button. Then subscribe if you're not already subscribed. And if you are, do us another favor. Hit the bell for notifications.
Yep.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRTPod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
And send Terrell some Vaseline. It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.